Attention students, the Jabrona University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Should I finish this or should I like be professional?
It's up to you.
Man, it looks so good. How do I not finish it?
A, Andy goes on with the podcast like he should, or B, Andy eats the rest of his Uncrustable that he couldn't finish before. He forced me to hit the button to start the show.
This is twice in like a month now. He's like, all right, hit the button. Okay, I'm going to eat this now.
No, but like the thing is, we weren't ready. And then like.
Yeah, but you told me to hit. You said, I'm ready.
No, but like I was. And then I decided that I really wanted to eat this.
Yeah, I mean, if you set it down, is it going to be sitting on your desk talking to you the whole show going, eat me, Andy, eat me?
I think so.
Is it going to be like screaming at you?
Can you at least wait till your sweet wrap is over? Like, let it be like a fucking reward for doing such a good wrap?
That's a good point.
What if you ate it and then did the sweet wrap with it in your mouth?
With it in my mouth?
Started the sweet wrap right with the first bite.
Yeah, I'll try that.
All right, I like that.
All right, here we go.
Let's
see how it works.
Here it
There's
is.
Peanut butter, so my mouth may get sticky.
This is the first Uncrustable sweet wrap.
The time has come to be poetic as fuck, because we're hitting 300 like John freaking Kruk. These my boys, but more like a brother. I said we hit 300 like Gerard freaking Butler. So celebrate with us on this big-ass milestone. Hopefully during this time we hit you in the funny bone. Another bite. And we just aren't talking about your cranium.
Look, that it's peanut butter.
TDP goes nuclear like we powered by uranium. We draft shit from A to Z. We'll draft things like flavor of pee, which I bet Drew tastes like unsweet tea, which funny enough tastes like piss, my G. Andy, he'll taste like a nice Hawaiian punch, while James rounds us out, tasting like a gordita crunch. Another bite. Shit, that sounds good as hell. You dudes want to pause and go get Taco Bell? I mean, I love thinking outside the bun, but let me pause my cravings and get back to my run. Anywho, what I'm saying is we do this plenty. We don't lose like Kevin Arnold, we stay winny. It's been years, in case you wondered. But like a perfect goaling polling game, we keep it 300.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I probably won't do that again.
You did a good job, though. The challenge.
Thanks.
You accepted the challenge, and you met the challenge with flying colors.
Dude, I powered right through that thing. You know what I just realized?
What's up?
Like, my kid loves the color purple, but I fucking love the color purple, too.
Like the movie with Whoopi Goldberg?
That too, but like just like this Uncrustable, the packaging,
yeah,
purple on it. This bottle, grape, purple.
That's
Drew's doing something.
What is happening here?
Are
you putting
Vicks on
it?
What are you two
fucking doing? Can you take care of business before the show starts?
Oh, it's already
rub it on the bottom of your
feet.
Already
loosening it up, you know.
Oh my god,
yeah. Dude, where else do you put Vicks?
Sometimes I just put it right underneath the nose.
Oh my god,
you think that works? I kind of want to try that with you.
Here, have some.
All right, let me get some of that.
This is our 300th episode, and what are you guys doing?
We're just opening up so that we can be prepared to talk for a little bit of time.
We're doing whatever we want to do because it's fucking 300, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like Gerard Butler.
That's right. We're some King Leonidas shit.
That's right.
You guys are going to fight in the shade, huh?
in the shade? Yeah, is that what they do? They like don't fight three. In the sun?
It's more like the arrows are blot out the sun.
Those are big arrows if they blot out the entire sun.
It's because there's so many of them. You know what I mean?
Dude, if we're fighting, that'd be pretty cool if we just fought under a constant just pew, pew, pew barrage. I think that's the right word.
Or if we drafted as people were shooting arrows at us.
Dude.
Oh my
God. But they have to hit over top of us.
If we get, if we go to episode 1000, no, they don't have to. They got to aim for us. We got to dodge
really?
It. Yeah.
We're going to die.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge an arrow. You know what I mean? So great.
I don't know if I can dodge a wrench.
It would be like, do you remember, what was that movie where they had to like run away and miss the arrows from shooting at them?
You talking about was Steve Prefontaine?
Was it Apocalypto?
Yeah, you talking about Ace Ventura 2?
Ace Ventura 2. Yeah, I mean, I guess that could work too.
Yeah. You know, in the dude, legs. I hit a banger for like all of our 55-year-old listeners. Dropping the name Steve Prefontaine. Come on now. Come on now. Those are some chariots of fire.
I'm not sure who Steve Prefontaine is.
Well, I think he's the guy from Chariots of Fire. You guys know the movie Chariots of Fire?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Oh, no, that's Chariots of the Gods.
Dude, Chariots of Fire was not about Steve Prefontaine.
I didn't think it would have been.
It was Fire on the Track, the Steve Prefontaine story. Yeah, Chariots
there we
of...
go. I was close. I was close.
But... I don't think you were close at all.
I mean, there's running involved. Steve Prefontaine is a long-distance runner.
Yeah, he's a runner.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Man, what are we even doing?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
We're celebrating.
What a start to 300.
We're celebrating.
Yeah, Drew's got a little bit of a thing going on, so he vixed his dicks.
Yeah.
So what do you think you have? You think you have the flu or you think you got the id?
Flu.
Flu, man. The flu's Anza? Bad this year. Hey. This is a PSA moment for the draft pod.
Influenza.
That's right.
But I did get my flu shot this year, so
dude,
who knows?
You know what's crazy? You are an influenza.
I know.
I can't wait till I can't wait till influenza.
I know.
If influenza, then in has to flu out.
Has to fly
later.
Outsa, so then that way you're not sick anymore.
Yeah.
But I think it influences your...
Wouldn't it just be outfluenza?
That's true.
Well, if it went outfluenza, then it went out and back in you, right?
I don't think it's enza, then. It's fluoutsa.
Right now, it's enza.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's influenza. It's in ya. But then we need to influout ya. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's got to flu out ya.
Flout.
Where do you think it... Where do
Floutus,
you think the
Lizzo
bait...
style.
It goes out. Does it go out like your pores? Does it go out your mouth? Does it go out your butt?
Apparently it comes like creeping out my nose.
And well, also, that's where it goes in, but where's it go out?
It goes out like tiny, tiny holes in your nipples.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You have holes in your nipples?
I mean, you do.
I'm going to make bigger ones right now. I have some tacks in here.
Yeah, make them bigger so that the influenza.
I'll be good by the end of this show.
Yeah, you'll
start,
be.
I could start bloodletting. I think that works.
You know,
you'll be fully healed by the end of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. 300.
300.
And since Drew's not feeling well, the people can go to jabroniu.com. to check all our wonderful shows, such as Why Did We Ever Meet with the fucking Allen Club, and You Could Be a Fly on the Fucking Wall with fucking local barber after our show. And guess what? You want some fucking wrestling? We'll give it to you at New Jabroni fucking Wrestling. You like music? Well, fuck yeah. Biff will fucking give it to you. Check out our wonderful fucking shows at jabroniu.com.
That's a good read.
That's the best. That's the best we've ever done it. Just now. Fuck.
Fucking fly on the wall.
Are you fucking ready? Shit.
Oh, I'm ready. What's the order?
God, that killer. Oh. Okay.
We should tell people what we're doing.
We're drafting our favorite episodes all through of 200 through now. Yeah.
200 to 299.
Which we're not going to pick 200.
And there's
though.
And there's two special. Maybe it was really funny.
Why would we?
When we picked 100 through 199, it was such a fun time.
So much fun.
And there's also two bonuses in there.
That's true. But I think this is what you could do. If you're not somebody who's been in tune with some of the episodes, or maybe you missed some for being a fucking loser, then you can use this as your like template for, what show should I go back and check out?
Yeah.
You know, this is like your, what do they call it? What do the kids that do school call it?
Glossary or index?
Index.
Playlist?
Draft pod index?
Is it more of a syllabus or an exhibus? Or exhibus?
It's definitely not an exhibus. I do know that.
It's called an index.
Index? Where did I get exhibus? What is an exhibus?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I hope I just didn't say a bad word.
No, it's just the opposite of incubus.
So it's a good band?
It's a rival band to Incubus. Hey, I love Incubus. Bite your tongue, sir.
I mean, they're better than Creed. Who's the one that sings You Remind Me?
This is how you remind
Never
me.
Never met it as a poor man.
That's Nickelback.
Who's that?
Nickelback.
Oh, yeah, it's better than that.
You're right.
No, Incubus is better than Creed is better than Nickelback.
Creed is better than Nickelback is what you're saying?
Yeah. Right?
I would put those three in that order, yes.
But Incubus, Creed, Incubus is, I don't know why Incubus has to be like related.
I don't know either, but
because they're like way better. they're like way beyond that.
Well, I just think like people may accidentally put them in that, and they should be.
Yeah, certain people might. They might accidentally do it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
only on accident.
But
it's
at least
it's
right.
A teachable moment.
Yeah, it's a teachable moment to let people know that Incubus is better than Creed is better than Nickelback.
Yeah. All right. So here's how the ball's dropped.
Okay. Who's Nickelback better than?
Nickelback is better than Tiny Tim, the musician Tiny Tim.
Oof. I put Sugar Ray over Creed.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. What about that band that sang Butterfly? Where did they fall?
Come, my baby. Come, my baby. You're my butterfly.
My butterfly. Sugar baby.
What band is that?
I don't remember.
I don't know. So they're below Nickelback.
They're below Creed, above Nickelback?
No, they're below Nickelback.
They're below Nickelback? Wow.
Yeah, because we don't even remember their name. We remember Nickelback's name. At least they're that memorable for being bad. This band, we don't even. We just remember a part of their lyrics, and that's it. So fuck them.
It's a good part, though.
It is.
Like, Butterfly is greater than... what's that fucking song? Butterfly is better than that Owl City hit. And I remember Owl City's name.
Owl City?
Yeah, Butterfly is better than Butterflies.
But is that right? Is that that song where it's like, I like to read that about the butterflies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it goes. But see, I don't even really remember that song, though.
Yeah, I had that album.
And you think Butterfly is better?
Yeah, Butterfly is better than Butterflies. Right?
I don't know. I like, whenever I'm having sex with my wife, I like to whisper in her ear, come, my lady, come, come, my baby, come.
See? And that's Butterfly. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't do that.
All right, we
I
got really the order. All right. Now
I don't have sex with my wife. God, what do you mean? Anyways.
I guess we're just going to leave that.
Well, no, like, married people don't have sex, you know? That's over with. Now, yeah. Now we're just, you know, we just hang out.
Now we're just masturbating on a Sunday afternoon next to the shed in the sun.
That's right. So, anyways, here's how the ball's dropped. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
I do have a shed.
James got first pick. Andy got second pick. Drew, third pick.
All right, we both got a couple steel cards.
Oh, yeah.
I got one, you got one. Dude, is yours almost up?
Do I have to use it?
I don't know.
It doesn't carry over?
Got it. Is that a tampon in your nose?
I wish.
Okay.
It's just a paper towel.
Okay. It looks good. It looks like somebody took a magic marker. But a white one, and like did the eraser.
It almost looks like it's not even real on you. It looks like it's like an image on my screen.
It looks like the eraser function.
Yeah, it looks like somebody like fucked with my shit.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. For my first pick, this is probably like, I feel like this has to be the best reaction that we've ever had. For a pick, and like for a disappointment in losing a pick in draft pod history. And it happened between episode 200 and episode 299. And I'm going with episode number, hold on, 281.
Ooh.
And I'm going funniest movie scenes with Kelly Meyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Because I swear to God, when Drew picked Team America and he fucking lost it, there was so much passion in that. Like, it really made me feel good to know that there's somebody out there that likes this show that much that they, you know, got that upset for that. I don't know. It was just awesome.
It's some of the most joy I've ever got from someone's pain ever.
Yeah.
It was so satisfying to see how much it hurt him.
Yeah.
You know?
Here it is.
Because it was
the thing that I love about your guys' podcast, it's a really cool format, but at the same time, you're talking about, like, you guys, you know, you've got a subject, you make a pick, and then there's discussion, right? Like, there's why that's the right pick, why that's the wrong pick.
The best part was this, him setting us up, like, how great we are.
Is always the best part,
and then we just
James, what
come
did
in
the
and
drop to?
Kick
oh,
his legs
so nervous.
Up.
I know, unfortunately, Kelly, Drew got the first fucking pick.
Mother.
We'll see if we're thinking the same thing.
Okay.
Drew, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're popped.
Listen, whenever you see two fucking puppets fucking.
No!
Like,
listen,
how can you?
I feel so good about how organic this all played out. Like, I knew that Drew would be the only one that would fuck you up on that, and look at what fucking happened. This is
That's the best.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the best reaction we've ever gotten.
It really is. You said it on the clip, too. Like,
yeah.
It's, it was just awesome. And like,
it's almost like I just finished myself.
Yeah, you did. That was really good. Yeah. You're like, I know what that guy's going to say.
Man, that's a hell of a pick. That's a hell of a pick. Kelly was awesome. We got to get him back.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And for the second pick, Here's somebody else we have to get back over and over and over again. And I'm going to old episode 236.
Okay.
Black and white movies with B.C. Murphy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's what I was nervous you were going to pick when you said best reaction.
Why would I pick this? B.C. is only here to torment me.
Because that is why. Because people fucking loved B.C. torturing you.
I know. Yeah,
it was one of the best reactions we ever got.
You're damn right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean.
Plus, like, it was a night off for me and Andy.
It really was. We just got to sit back and watch the carnage happen, and it was chaotic, and it was beautiful. And it was in person, the first one. So that made it even better, you two kind of sitting side by side.
And vasectomy. This one, I want to draft. And the first one was, like, it was horrible for me. Mm-hmm. Because he was here, you're right. Like, and then like the second one was still bad. Like, you guys still found a way to like to come together in such a way to like super torment me or whatever. I have a clip, but only from the second appearance of BC.
Yeah,
and it was with you.
That
guys.
One could go, but hey, yeah. You want to throw it out there, Drew, or should we wait?
No, throw it out, because I was going to take one or the other.
Secondly,
and this is where we get it's a very special episode of the Draft Podcast. It was a cliffhanger.
Secondly, I have not fucking voted yet.
That's true. All right, but I'm just getting
you
angry.
Don't make assumptions about me, James.
But this doesn't even need to be a fucking. This doesn't even need to be
James.
What does it need to be a conversation?
You're so angry. And then you can't even take the time to hear my side and say, you know what, James?
I hope the people listening to this podcast realize how meanly you treat Andy and Drew, who are the backbone and spine of this thing.
You see, don't fake like you're crying. No, everybody knows that you're
so fucking
nuts
true,
don't
though,
fucking
real.
Work.
Like, you're trying so fucking hard, James.
What? You know what? Andy's fake crying. This is going off the rails.
Sometimes
this is fucking.
Sometimes you just don't hear us.
Oh my God.
It's like. Sometimes
it's like we've been talking for 5 years together, and it's like you haven't heard one word that we say.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
And it just brought up some old wounds.
Black and white movies is basically that, but for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Oh, man. An incredible time.
What an incredible time.
We love you, BC.
All right, Drew.
All right. I'm going to go with one. This was a... This guy made two appearances in the last 100 episodes, and I'm going to go with his second appearance because I think we had more fun. We were more relaxed with him, and I'm going with Mr. Daddy Disco, and I'm going, Could Have Been a Cage Movie.
Damn.
Could Have Been a Cage Movie.
I had so much fun with that, just like thinking of Nicolas Cage in these fucking weird-ass movies, and I don't know. And I brought a clip with me.
It's
back in me.
I was about to say, is it back in me?
No, this was, I believe, Andy picking Pee-wee's Big Adventure as Nicolas Cage were recast as Pee-wee.
Let me.
Man,
I don't know if I have the clip. Like, let me get in here real quick.
Yeah, no, Daddy Disco, so awesome. It's crazy that we met him through,
this was episode 278.
Yeah. We just met him because he heard somebody else on our podcast and then, like, was like, oh, man, I fuck with these guys, and reached out immediately after he heard that and was like, I've got to get on you guys' show. So if you're listening to this now and, you haven't been on or whatever, like, message us, hit us with an idea. He hit us with several ideas, and you know, this was one I think we birthed out of the first episode we did with him.
Yeah,
we came up with, oh, we should do this, and he was like, you know, I want to get on for that. So, Daddy Disco, what a great episode. Could have been a Nick Cage movie.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I think I can find it now. I should have had this pulled up all along.
Two before Kelly.
Here it is.
Or three.
Well, maybe.
Stylish and well dressed.
No, this isn't it. Damn it.
Nope, that's his first appearance.
Oh, yeah. I gave him a nice sweet rap.
Oh, it was a great sweet rap.
Which, funny enough, I could actually read some of the sweet raps from these episodes.
Oh, you got them all like...
Yeah, I guess we go hard in the paint, now our dick's green. Soap and water in the shower, now our dick's clean. Paint a vivid pick is what I'm hoping for. Today is all about a Coppola.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. End of this podcast. Oh, we're giving gold here.
Ready to get super weird?
Always.
All right. So imagine Nick Cage in 1985 cult classic Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Holy shit.
Whoa. That might be the actual spiciest take of the episode so far. Whoa.
Nick Cage putting that dark spin on Pee-wee would be one of the greatest things we've ever seen in our lives.
Do you think this would like change the trajectory of his like career? You know, imagine if Nick Cage like played Pee-wee Herman for 30 years, you know, like what would that be like?
All these movies that we love from Nick Cage are erased.
Possibly.
It's me without my bike.
But yeah. I love Daddy Disco, man. He's awesome.
Yeah, we got to get him back on. He's always a fantastic time.
Great friend of the pod.
Absolutely.
Speaking of great friends of the pod.
Oh.
I'm going to go with a fun idea we did again with a guest, one we have to do some more of, and that was the Versus. Stallone versus Schwarzenegger with Andy Gosch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my man crush. Yeah, man.
Which episode was that?
268. Yeah, man. It was... We had a convoluted point system that I think we were all using our own different points and figuring out who won, but
yeah. And Gosch always brings some fire with some just weird shit we don't see coming.
Yeah.
His mind is like no other.
He's super fucking funny. The clips that we even have of him, like, are super funny, too. Just, like, yeah. The clip for this one isn't as funny, but the clip for his second appearance is fucking hilarious to me.
And here's a few bars from his intro.
Oh, shit. Look at this.
Welcome back to the dude that brings hella facts like Nova Scotia. He ain't a lioner. First name Andy, but last name Gosch.
Hell yeah. He ain't a liar.
This was probably my favorite part. Wanted to chat about some muscled up, muscled down muscle fuckers. When last week, we a bunch of mother lovers. There we go. Man, just a little bit of that Gosch sweet rap.
Yeah. Shout out Andy Gosch. We need to get him back on, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like we're going to be saying that for every pick.
I mean... He has so many good guests, man.
I know. We really know.
If you're looking for Gosch, Andy G _ UTS on IG and Twitter, he's phenomenal.
Hell yeah. Well, fucking A.
All right.
All right, Andy.
Oh, man. Those were a couple high on my list, but I'm going to go with the dude that we brought on that brought some absolute fucking heat. This dude became one of us within the first 2 minutes, or maybe even it was before that, because before the show started, we were riffing so hard. So shouts to Wes and his takeover month. I'm going horror kills with Vinny Malave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Vinny was one of us immediately.
Yeah, he fell right into the whole draft pod essence for sure, yeah. Which is basically jism. That's our essence.
Yeah. And his brother was just sitting behind him the whole show. Yeah. Like, so you know, if he was not entertained, he definitely would have just walked off.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, but he sat there that whole time.
And his nonchalantness with his jokes, like, or it was so funny. Just his deadpan, like, delivery was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I loved Vinny. He was fucking awesome.
Dude, and then we were talking about the brand new adult Happy Meals that McDonald's had at that time. And he's just like, oh, this? And he pulled one out that he had literally gotten that day. So it was like, it was like our minds were melding.
Hell yeah.
For my fourth pick, I'm going to go with Philip Becomes a Marionette in Dream Warriors. Playing on three Dream Warriors.
It's the best kill of the series, I think.
Just the way Freddy's hovering over the building, too. Like, in, I don't know, I think that looks so fucking cool. And he's the way he uses the fucking tendons as the marionette fucking ropes.
Yep.
It's fucking bad.
What do you think
bad.
Is more creepy, that or the live-action Pinocchio?
No, nothing could beat that. Pinocchio's basically a creepy doll, but then he's also, like, depending on how you have him laying down, he's a seat.
Lie to me, baby.
Hey, they should make a...
The best part about that is he has no idea, like, the joke of me loving Pinocchio, and he's just like, yeah, it's absolutely Pinocchio. Pinocchio's a fucking creep.
Oh, man.
That was awesome. Yep.
We got to have him back on. Yeah.
That show was perfect. All right. Back to me. Back to old James Bryanton. And now I'm going to go with... I'm going to do another guest. Another guest that we had on, I think, twice within this run of 100 episodes. And I'm going to go with episode 279.
Damn it! That was high on mine.
High on yours? Yeah. So this is Jake Sterling. I think he's he's like a 2 or 3 time guest of the Draft Pod at this point.
Yeah.
And we drafted Star Wars characters. And it was a hell of a time. Jake knows his shit when it comes to Star Wars, and somehow
he sure does.
Somehow,
he's
not Andy,
Wookiee head though.
Somehow you knew your shit, I guess, too, huh?
Yeah. Andy brought the fire.
Super fucking funny. Let's see if I can find this clip.
Oh man.
Jake is always a fucking blast on the show too.
Yeah.
And he's another guy that, like, I genuinely can tell that he. That he likes us, you know what I mean? So, here's Jake.
You guys don't know Borvo the Hutt, man.
I can't believe that you do know Borvo the Hutt.
I'm a Wookiee head. What are you going to say?
That's not a Wookiee.
Yeah, that's not a Wookiee.
All right. I'm a Wookiee head. Fuck. It is funny that there is something that sincerely hurts inside me when I hear you call Barvo the Hutt a Wookiee. And I don't even know why.
Listen, that's why I laugh so hard. It's because when you said Wookiee head and then James said he's not a Wookiee, he was laughing, but there was like so much anger behind it.
I don't know. There's something in me like that I actually cared that he doesn't know that's not a Wookiee. I shouldn't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I shouldn't care, but I do.
You know?
Oh, he's a Hutt, by the way.
Yeah. If you're in the Florida area, you want to check out some wrestling, just look up old Jake Sterling on Instagram, see what he's doing, and go check out whatever he's doing, because that dude can fucking go.
Yeah, go to Munchies 420 once and find out
when
the next
21st.
Show is for Kingdom of Wrestling and see him there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
January 21st.
January 21st, that's right.
If he's booked, we'll see.
Oh, he's booked. He's fucking booked. He'll be there.
He does got those tag belts he needs to defend.
All right. Next, I'm going to go with... Man, there's so many good episodes. We actually have a lot of good episodes this season.
Yeah.
If we call it, I don't know if we call them seasons or not, but...
Are we calling every 100 a season?
Maybe it's like a season.
I feel like every 26 should be a season, right?
Well, I mean, it's not like...
Every 52, right?
Well, 26 is half a year, right?
Oh, yeah.
We do two seasons a year?
Yeah, I think so.
I think 100 episodes is a season in podcasting.
You think?
It's not like a TV show, you know what I mean?
I think it's 26.
All right, I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going another wrestler. I'm stealing two wrestlers off the board that have been guests on our show. I know you guys wanted this one, but it's for me, and I'm going Elite Combinations with the cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the cheese. Yeah.
All right, so that leaves the other one on the board.
It does leave the other one on the board. The cheese, also a staple of Kingdom of Wrestling as well, so January 21st, come on out, see the cheese as well. Yeah. At Munchies 420, baby.
And he stapled his lady, so now he's got a kid. Shout out to Cheese.
Hell yeah.
Congrats on Father. Yeah.
Congrats, Cheese.
Yeah.
Man. Little baby Cheddar. That's baby right. Bell.
Little baby Gouda.
Baby Gouda. I'm trying to find this episode out here. Hold on. I'm going to find it.
Also, I don't think we should start calling sex stapling somebody.
I mean, you're the one that said it, so don't say it like we're the ones who did it.
I mean, it was a collective
Also, guys, let's not start calling that. We don't want to say he stapled her coffin, all right?
Let's not get carried away. Here it is. Here we go. It's a little bit from the Cheeses episode. Maybe. Eric is going to be... So my number one pick is going to be penises and vaginas.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
I mean, look, other things can go with other things, but that's
right.
A great combination.
Right. You could interchange one with something else, but everybody kind of gets the gist. It's the most classic representation of elite combinations there is.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to substitute one for drumstick.
Yeah.
I guess you could.
I actually love that you asked this question, Drew.
But I've heard that's not good.
Coming up.
Question. When he said drumstick, what did everybody picture when he said drumstick?
Well, I think you
know. Ice cream cone instantly.
I thought of a chicken leg.
I thought of an actual drumstick.
I had chicken for dinner, so I went drumstick, but my mind is always on food, like, constantly.
The cheese. Love the cheese.
What a swell dude.
All right, Andy.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go with our first non-guest pick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Episode 200?
No. Okay. This is an episode that... Drew came up with after hearing other people do it, and he stole the idea, and we made it our own. And my God, it was one of my favorite episodes of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going episode 276, The Newlywed Game.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got to do it for a steel card as well.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun for us to kind of, you know, get to know each other even more, and hold up those answer key cards and all that kind of stuff. And so much so that I'd love to make this kind of a yearly deal that we do.
Yeah, I think we should.
It was a lot of fun. I loved it, yeah. I think did I win a steel card on that one? Or did Drew?
No, I didn't win shit this year.
No, he didn't win anything, yeah. I was leading, and then you beat me in the back end. The last few questions
beat in the back
took
end.
Over.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you beat up the back end. Yeah, because I was crushing it, and then, yeah, you just came back and stormed right past me at the end.
Yeah, I think I got some softballs towards the end there. That it worked out pretty good.
Nah, that was your skill. You know?
Yeah, and it was all spawned from that It's Always Sunny episode.
Yeah.
Episode of their podcast. So
yeah.
I wonder if we have a clip.
Yeah, I mean
of that.
That was so much fucking fun.
Do we?
Yeah.
It's the
test question at the beginning.
Oh, about dancing. What I preferred to dance to on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to see what's what here.
Yeah. But either way, fucking banger of an episode. The Newlywed Game, episode 276. If you haven't checked that out, go back and check it out. If you have checked it out, check it out again, because it's a good fucking time.
Yeah, just keep checking it out.
Andy, yeah. Andy, how far back you got the sweet wraps?
I've got that. I've got all the way back to 200, so...
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, like...
I know we don't have a clip of this, but maybe we can get that sweet wrap.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got that.
So
here we go.
Oh,
it's always sunny on the Draft Pod show. We a team, but for this ep we had to go D solo. Nope, that's the wrong Always Sunny. That's actual.
That's the
Always Sunny. But yeah, just trust me. I'm sure it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my pick is also I was gonna go with something that was a non-guest pick also, but we also don't have a thing. So if you could find episode 215. Holy shit, my nose is just getting so plugged up right now. And I'm going with Mother's Day. And this one is so funny because James actually had to put a fucking disclaimer on it because of how fucked up we got. And it was just dick-shaped things.
Oh, my God. This was so much fun. And it was in person.
Yeah, it was things that you can, for mothers to use as dildos.
Yep. Sup with your mom, she be needing some dick. But kids all around got no time for the shit. She gets 5 minutes in and be looking to fuck. Could be couch be looking good like Clooney and such. Gotta rub the vag with whatever you got. Thighs be a microwave, how she get it so hot. She turned the house into a damn sex store. Looking at a doorknob like turned me into a whore. Open me up while I swing on the hinges. Fill me up like fluid and syringes. Betty, call me up like you want to get brunch, but I'll be looking at the wall unit trying to get humped. Turn up the AC unit up and down on my WAP. I get clothes there, but they call me the Gap. This Mother's Day, I tried to get licked. Get me an object that looks like a dick. Leave the house so I can cram it in. Febreze the house after so I don't smell like salmon. You know how many foods look like dicks? The best kind. Be juicing in a towel. I'm a fine wine. Thank you, Draft Pod, for giving direction, because I'm trying to, and I got that erased, so I don't know what was there.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Wow, that was a very graphic sweet rap.
It was. I think that would have been better, like, than if we had a clip from that. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to find where our picks were. Oh, for that one, but
oh yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, up at the top I had cactus. some different things. Also had frozen corn dogs.
Oh my god! All right, Drew, you're back.
N64 Rumble Pack controller. All right, keep going. Oh.
oh man, you know, it's always a good time whenever one of our golden eagles stop by.
Mm. Oh yeah.
This guy is such a golden eagle. He's the one who like originated the name Fuckface. And, you know, this year he stopped by to finish up the Halloween Takeover month to draft the best horror movies by Dick. And, you know, he just really talked about his, like, the passions he had for some of these movies, including 2003 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which he loves that movie. So I'm going to go with, Decades of Horror with Wes Allen.
Yeah, dude, we learned so much about Wes on this
episode.
We
really did.
Like, he was, like, bearing his soul to us and, like, finally getting his truth out. So it was very cathartic, you know? Oh,
yeah. And I know, talking to Scrump, he said this was one of his favorite episodes, too, so.
Yeah.
Here, I have a little clip from that episode direct from Wes's mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here. Hey. Your turn.
What have I chosen?
Can you please keep track? You've chosen zombie, occult, paranormal, and monster. Let me just tell you, in 2003, they finally made a movie that I like.
Wes had a cold long time. This day.
In 2003, they remade one of those old shit movies, right? And now it's good because they remade it. And I'm going with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. From 2003.
Wow.
My favorite of all Texas movies.
Yeah. This is the Jessica Biel one, right?
Yeah.
This is definitely by far and away like the best of the series.
That's what I think. Yeah. As well.
What's your favorite part about it?
Biggest, most favorite part is that it's not the 1970s version of this piece. Hey, yes, it's definitely your turn.
What am I?
Oh shit!
Yeah. Wow. I love how just brutally honest and raw and open he was there.
Yeah, just, he bared his soul for real.
He really did. Yeah. That whole episode, he brought the thunder. You know.
Yeah, he did.
So he did. He even proclaimed that he liked horror movies with titties. If you remember.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was just a big fan of that. So.
I remember.
Hell of an episode. I absolutely love that one. All right. Is it me next?
Yeah, you're back up.
Okay. Man, this is so tough. Okay. This episode did some numbers for us. I'm going back to the Golden Eagles. And this was fun because we got to get a woman's perspective on bro shit.
Oh, yeah.
Going bro shit with Alexis Kraft. This was so much fucking fun. Finding out that the kids in their mid-20s had a big Rambo kick in college. You know, that was awesome. Us all, you know, trying to get Chet Hanks to come on the show. You know. That was fantastic. And then just hearing about all the shit that people should literally light up in flames because, you know, that's not what you do for a hot boy summer, you know?
That's right. I really, you know, I think if we tried a little harder, we could have got Chet Hanks to come on the pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
probably right.
I think we talked about it and just kind of like joked about it, but truthfully... Mm-hmm. I think Chet. I don't think
he would have done it.
I don't think we're below Chet.
No, definitely not.
If anything, we're at least on the same plateau as Chet, right?
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah, we're chatting it up. We're chatting right now. Look at us all standing around chatting.
It's like draft podcast, Chet Hanks, butterfly.
I you know what? That's a great tier list.
And then butterflies by Owl City.
Yeah. Oh, this. Yeah, but man, this was fantastic. We all learned some different things. Like James, you learned, maybe I should throw those things away.
What?
It was it some salmon shorts?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, she.
Oh yeah.
Alexis did bring up salmon colored shorts, and I had a pair, and I felt a little bit embarrassed. And you know what? I don't think I've worn them since. So I did get, I did totally get peer pressured. I got peer pressured into not wearing salmon colored shorts. They've been retired since the bro episode.
Yep. Yeah. Just lift them up into the rafters.
Yeah. Let me put my number on them. 69. All right. Here we go. It's back to me. It's back to me, and I'm totally not prepared. Let's see here.
The good thing is you can play the game where you can just wave your finger over the episodes, just point to one, draft it, and then it's going to be a banger. That's just true. How it works. I actually may do that for the next pick.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm going to do that for my next pick. I'm just going to run my finger like Brielle without the bumps on my phone.
Brielle.
Yeah, man. Shout out to blind people.
I know what I'm like, going yeah. with. I know what I'm going with.
All right.
Yeah. But I still encourage you to do what you're saying, the Brielle thing. Yeah. But I'm going to go with Jackass Stunts with Ty Harris, episode 254. You know,
that was high on mine.
We had a lot of fun with Ty this year during this 100, I'm going to say year, but I mean 100 episode run. Every time I say this year, I mean this 100 episode run.
Right, four season run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I thought we had a lot of fun with Ty, and with this episode, I actually ended up, it's because Jackass Forever, the movie, came out. That's why we did this draft.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun drafting this, and the Jackass stunts are always fun to talk about. But on Reddit, when this episode came out, we had just got done like having this whole discussion, and then people were on Reddit talking about their favorite stunts from the fucking Jackass era or whatever. And then I started talking about, oh, I do this show called The Draft Podcast. We just recently drafted. And a bunch of people were like interacting. It was like, Reddit is very hard. I don't know if you guys know that, but Reddit is hard. It's a hard platform to get a lot of like interaction with, I feel like.
Yeah, people just say their piece and move on.
Yeah, it could be just me, I don't know, but for whatever reason, I just don't feel like I get a lot of people caring about my thoughts on Reddit. But when I started posting about this, like, I kept getting a ton of, like, upvotes, and then people commenting, asking what stuff got picked, what they would pick. Like, it was fucking cool, you know?
That's awesome.
And it's what I want this show to be, so I really enjoyed that. And plus, you know, we had a lot of fucking fun with Ty.
Maybe we should just start our own draft pod Reddit.
Yeah. I think that we should do that. I really do. Yeah. That way people can get on there and see, maybe we post some like old archive picks, see what other people would pick, you know?
Sure. I know. They could go down that rabbit hole and just be like, you know, they've read through 15 different Reddit threads of things we drafted and then be like, fuck, man, I just got to check this shit out.
I got to hear these guys. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and bell break because there is a clip from this show.
Oh.
And I think the people need to hear it.
Oh, they do.
I don't even know what the clip is.
Because we find out the price that Andy will eat a snow coat or a covered snow coat for.
You're right. You're so right. Man. Let me find it here.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to be honest. Like, yeah. It's a good clip.
I got to be
honest. Is there an amount of money where you would eat a piss-covered snow cone?
25.
It would have to be high.
$25?
No.
Yeah, man.
I forgot what the amount was. And it's still jarring on that too. Now you don't even have to pay the whole thing.
And it was so quick.
Just bring in some snow.
25.
Yeah.
That's the real test.
Fuck it.
I got an igloo cooler and a full tank of gas. I would be in 2 hours.
My thing is, like, if I would take a urine shot, like, isn't a snow cone version of urine even better?
Wait.
Would you take a urine shot?
Nobody even said
nobody
that.
Nobody was you talking just, about
what,
that.
And what's you the cost just on that? That information?
I'll go 35.
Well,
I'm gonna say half. Like,
if I'm gonna take a urine shot anyway, why not just eat a snow cone?
If it's my urine, I'll do it for 25.
I think it has to be your own, right?
We're definitely $135 between the three of us.
I think you guys just figured out the main event for your anniversary show.
Oh, my God. That's actually this show right now.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to eat your own piss snow cone at the end of this episode?
Just a pee shot.
Oh, man. Oh, we can't post that on
That shit is so funny.
Oh,
I
man.
Love how Andy's just like, well, if I'm going to drink a shot of piss, why not a snow cone? Nobody even said that.
No, never got brought up before.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where my head was at that night.
Shit.
Apparently in the toilet.
It was on that shot of piss you had sitting in the fridge waiting for you.
Oh, God. That is so good.
Oh, fuck. All right.
That's so Raven. Oh, that's so Sheedy. Draft bonnets, you know. If it's splendid or it blows. So Raven, so Sheedy.
What do you guys got?
I was just doing a cool face thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why
I wasn't talking.
Audience, just so you know, the silence was because Andy was doing a cool face thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was so cool. man. A couple things. Check out Scrump's family video. I just did Home Alone with him. It was a good-ass time. We went through Home Alone, talked about some of the cool shit, how it's one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time with one of the greatest scores of all time. And, it was a ton of fun to do. So all three of us now have done some Scrump's family home video shows. Drew multiple times, me and James once, and
James maybe don't want to step up on you this week here, fella.
Oh,
yeah, I got another one. I'm doing another one with him on Wednesday.
There we go. Yeah.
We're gonna do the night before.
Oh shit! Yes,
fucking A.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Did that. That was a good time. Kind of getting to talk about the. Get into the Christmas feel. I went to the zoo lights with my kid and wife, and we just got.
Is that the zoo in your complex there?
It's not.
Right next to the water park, right?
Oh god! I hate you guys. Checked out all those lights. He saw Santa a couple times. 2 weeks in a row, he's seen Santa and.
Yeah.
Not screamed like a, you know, like
Santa,
a baby.
Santa just loved lives it. In your little area, right? Like the real Santa Claus.
Probably. Yeah. The real Kris Kringle lives in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
I would say this, like, just kind of getting to all that, like, we're getting into the upcoming Christmas week. Go do something fucking Christmassy, you know? Drive around. We drove around and saw fucking lights. Find the cool spot, like the cool neighborhood that's got all the lights. Play some Christmas jams, and just like get in the spirit because it's fun.
Hell yeah, I like that.
Oh yeah,
I went to like a little Christmas party this weekend, and it was a fun little awesome party. Stuff. Yeah, it was a fun little party and just a little bit of drink, a little bit of food. Mm-hmm. And they had Christmas music playing in at the party, and it was like all the classic like Time Life Christmas songs that I grew up loving. Okay. So I was into it. I mean, it was it wasn't like a big like party, like not everybody like, you know, freaking out. It was just more like a chill hangout, play some games, yeah, party. It was fun.
Eat those mints that are like they come in like a bowl.
Exactly.
They're they're chewy and soft.
Yeah, they just they're
like the butter mints or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Those remind me of Christmas big time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I went my work had a little thing on Friday also. It wasn't like an official party or anything, but it was like, hey, we're gonna get together and do a white elephant and stuff if anybody wants to join us. An ugly sweater thing. It was like, hell yeah. So
that's awesome.
Had a good
you guys
time
know
there.
Where a white elephant comes from?
What?
I didn't either before I heard it was like, apparently there's people that don't like the term white elephant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know like it was like a thing. I was like, white elephants just get like gift given, right?
Yeah.
But apparently it's something bad.
Okay.
Do you know what it is? Let me see. Does white elephant come from?
White elephant bad. I'll just put that.
Is that why some people call it Yankee Swap?
Is that worse?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what white elephant means.
I don't even see.
It says the origins of white elephant giving come from Siam, now known as Thailand. White elephants are considered to be so sacred that any discovered became the immediate ownership of the king. Because the elephants were so valued, they weren't allowed to be worked.
Well, that seems actually pretty good. Like they're going on, everybody's going after this prize
elephant. Yeah, I saw some people talking about like slaves or something, but maybe they were saying the elephant was
maybe
like a slave.
Maybe that's what Yankee Swap meant, because that sounds more like a slave thing.
Yeah.
White elephant. So maybe white elephant is the good trade for that.
White elephant sounds like the better terminology for the game anyway, because that means like, hey, I'm the king and I want that fucking elephant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the I whole want point. That slave.
Yeah.
No, gift.
Yeah. Oh. Prima nocta.
Well, the white elephant is the slave, right?
No, the white elephant is the elephant.
But he has to do what the king says, right?
But it's an elephant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it's a problem. I'm just trying to put myself in those, you know, those people's heads.
I don't think that it's a problem.
I don't either.
I think that those people need to get in our heads and realize it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Unless it is like, unless there's something more to it that I'm not going deep enough, but I'm also not going to look any further than this.
You know, in the South, they say it's called Dirty Santa, but I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
Have you ever heard? Because it says in New England, it's often called the Yankee Swap. In the South, it's Dirty Santa.
Never heard of that.
I've never heard of Dirty Santa.
I've heard of Dirty
I would
South,
like
though.
To now call it Dirty Santa go forward, though.
Yeah, Dirty Santa is really, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, nah,
like
bitch,
that's one
my
thing
gift.
That the South actually did well.
Yeah, Dirty Santa.
Is naming this white elephant thing Dirty Santa, if that's accurate.
But then, doesn't that offend elves?
It doesn't have to be dirty to the elves.
Well, they're not going to. If they do a white elephant Christmas, they're not going to call it Dirty Santa because they love Santa.
Unless it's because Santa goes down so many chimneys that he comes back dirty, and that's what they justify to tell Santa that's why they're calling it Dirty Santa. When in reality, they know what Santa's doing behind closed doors.
Sliding down chimneys.
And into DMs.
He's dirty.
Yeah, dirty Santa.
He's got 364 days to be dirty.
Yeah, while he puts all his elves to work and just goes around fucking.
He gets real bored in the the thing of Pontevedra. Pontevedra?
Oh, God.
Pontevedra. But he's just relaxing there all year long.
I know.
Dirty Santa with his pole.
Out by the out by the water slide, just DMing chicks.
Yeah. Oh, Santa in flip-flops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Fucking A.
Well, Christmas. What do you got, Drew?
I'm sick, and that's real fucking shitty.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, man.
But yeah, and then my good was actually going to be like that party thing, so we're all good.
Did you get sick at the party?
No, I was kind of sick before that. But everybody went to the party with is good.
Oh, God.
That's crazy. You know what, though, Drew?
But it was just like, I just had like a scratchy throat at that point. Uh-oh. So I was like, it's nothing big. It's probably because I was been talking too much or something.
Yeah, you're sick with it.
I'm sick with it. But I also rewatched Vice Principals. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I laughed so hard.
If there's a school to attend that I highly recommend, call 1-800-BARTEND.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember that commercial.
Oh, fuck yeah, I do. Learn to make a black Russian fuzzy animal and the sex on the beach. Learn to make a mole on the rocks with a twist.
Yeah.
I'm fucking it up, but yeah.
That's the second best country song behind Monday Night Football.
There's a school to attend and I highly recommend.
You call 1-800-BARTEND.
Wait, is this an actual commercial or an actual song?
That's a real commercial.
Oh, okay.
When we were younger. And it actually, like, I was this close to becoming a bartender because of that fucking song.
I was too. Dude.
Man, we should talk to Jeff, see if that's what inspired him.
I feel like we did bring it up to him, though. And when he was on, maybe when we did the drinks.
I don't know. I feel like this is the first time it's came up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I don't remember this.
Yeah.
I'm glad you remember it, James, so I'm not by myself on my Denver The Last Dinosaur boat.
Yeah. I want to look up 1-800-BARTEND lyrics.
That song slapped and, like, legit. I was serving tables, I feel like, when that commercial was still going on. And so, like, I was like, oh, man, maybe I just need to get into bartending, call the number, and just get into that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I'm, like, I'm a people person.
Hey, bartender, what'd you learn in school? I learned a red snapper, kamikaze, long red IC, black Russian fuzzy nipple, and the sex on the beach. Margarita, the Bloody Mary, slow gin fizz. Learn to make it all on the rocks with a twist. There's a school to attend, and I highly recommend you call 1-800-BARTEND.
Call 1-800-BARTEND. If you can...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Man. Yeah.
Song slaps, doesn't it?
It does.
That's fucking amazing. Yeah. I haven't thought about that shit in forever.
Now it's going to be stuck in your head for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Shit. All right. Well,
you know what's crazy? 1-800-BARTEND is still out there.
Is it?
Yeah, there's an Instagram for it. New York's largest bartending school.
The only thing is it's not as highly recommended as it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a school to attend and I partly recommend. There's good and there's bad about it, you know.
Real quick before you hit that button.
Okay.
Dude, 1-800 numbers. What happened?
A good question.
I don't know.
Like, what the hell happened to 1-800?
I think
at some point they started becoming like 888. And all that kind of stuff.
I think,
like,
they ran out of numbers, dude.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, you
flooded the market.
You don't hear much about, like, call 1-800 numbers anymore.
Yeah. Now it's like you said, 1-8-8.
It's just interesting. Like, 1-800 was a staple of our childhood, and it feels like it's mostly gone.
It's funny, too, because the guy, B.C. Murphy, he specifically wanted his name on, like, social media to be 1-800-BC-Murphy, and I tried to tell him that don't do that
anymore.
Because nobody knows what that is anymore. And he fought with me, and he fought with me, and he fought with me, and guess what his name is on social media?
No way.
Yes, way.
No way.
Yeah.
1-800-BC. It's 1-800-BC.
BC Murphy.
Oh, that's slim. Justifying my second overall pick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, it's just more of BC tormenting me. So, all right, here we go.
There's a raven. Oh, there's a sheeted draft bonnet, you know. If it's splendid or it blows, so raven, so sheeted.
All right. For my next pick, I'm going with an episode where no guests involved.
Okay.
And we got together and we drafted the worst draft ideas.
For people that don't know, we're talking about the after.
This isn't it. Yeah. But yeah, the worst draft ideas.
Dude. So are you going with the worst draft idea or the worst draft ideas podcast?
The worst draft ideas episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because also the one that won, banger of an episode.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But in this, we had a lot of really funny fucking worst draft. This was a really funny episode for me. And the one that I can't seem to find the clip of easily is me picking vasectomy bloopers.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had that queued up earlier. I heard that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. It's just that none of the clips are labeled until you click on it, and then you click on it, and they start playing.
I fucking hated when you say fish out of water.
And it's just so hard. It's so hard to be alive these days, guys.
I feel you.
Most of those questions, especially like Pokemon.
Yeah, that's... Hey,
this is a good one. This is a really good one. I'm going to go...
Okay. Wait, are you talking to me, or was that the clip talking? Was I just talking to the clip thinking it was you?
No, I think you were talking. I think that we were all talking.
Oh, man.
Give
okay.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Oh,
fuck. Are you on the Instagram, James?
Yeah.
Okay, so the photo right before it is actually when I was doing those little things. So there's a picture of comic book guy. Then the one right above it is the clip.
Ah, there we go. I'll just give some things that I had on my list. I don't even know if they all got drafted, but things you lick your fingers to.
Yeah, it was this.
This one I want to draft, and like this would take some research. You'd literally have to go online and find horror stories from like across the internet and draft the best ones. And I'm going vasectomy bloopers.
Got a spit take on Andy with that too.
Vasectomy bloopers? Is that a genre of comedy I'm not aware of?
But yeah, I mean, basically any like horror story that ever happened from somebody getting a vasectomy, and then like you bring that's what you bring to the table. That's your pick.
But why are you calling it a blooper?
It's a folly.
That word hasn't been used since like a 1989 VHS tape.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen, okay. Doc had a bird in the OR, you know? Streaker ran through the OR. This one I want to draft.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh man. Wow.
Fucking
A. Vasectomy bloopers. I can't believe that didn't win.
Yeah. That would have been horrific to research.
What did win? I can't even remember what did win.
Worse with a pickle.
Oh, yeah. Fucking with a pickle on it. Oh, fuck.
All right, Andy.
Oh, man. Okay, I said I was going to do the finger thing. So here we go. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Ah, this is actually a banger. Yoga Posers with Ashley Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, that was going to be my next pick, too. Oh, my God.
That is great. Yeah, this one was an absolute banger. We actually have a video with it on YouTube.
Yeah.
The three of us big dudes all trying to do the stretches as Ashley is our yogi. Not bear, but like I think that's what they call yoga instructors. Instructors. Yeah. And it was awesome. We all did some, you know, moves. And I don't know about you guys, but my body was hurting for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I still can't move right.
Yeah, I did hit the tripod at the end, though.
Down dog.
You go, put one leg up for three-legged dog, and then you're going to bring it over.
Oh!
And land.
Oh, my God.
That's the fucking twister, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I'm ready.
You know what? For content. Whatever.
Down with dog.
Your butt's up.
Put your butt up. My butt's way up.
Let's just pretend my butt's up right now.
People really have to go and watch these clips too. Like, just go to our Instagram and watch because it's.
Do I have to keep both hands down?
No.
Just seeing our big giant bodies trying to do all this shit.
Oh my God, dude! I can't catch it.
Everybody just fell. I'm so glad I didn't do it and I got to watch.
Okay, yeah, because we did, we each did a move.
Yeah. While we were picking, we were yoga-ing.
Getting yeah, what were we pills. Even picking?
Canadians.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that's so crazy. I forgot we picked Canadians. I just remembered that we were doing stretches.
Oh, yeah, because yoga it was like posers.
Yoga hoser posers.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that was a fun episode.
It was a
fun
episode.
It hurt, but it was a fun one.
Yeah.
See what I mean? You can just put your finger anywhere on it, you get a banger.
Well, shit. All right, Drew.
Oh, shit. It's me. Let's go with Andy. Hopefully you got this one too. From episode 217, TV Bosses with Trevor Lacha?
Leica? Yeah. Ugh. Oh man.
This is what Andy's some sort of subordinate.
Worked with him.
Andy instantly started to talk about his love for pee in this episode, and this is really like the beginning of Andy's urine fetish that started about this episode, and it hasn't stopped currently.
Oh man, yeah, this was a wild episode. It was fun though to pick the TV bosses.
Yeah, it was.
I'm looking forward now.
You're trying to find the sweet rap?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Trevor was very cool.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun stuff.
Man.
It's always good when they don't go to HR, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I've gone too far. When was episode 200? Was it in 2021?
Yeah, this should be two after the Mother's Day draft.
Okay. I went way too far back. Let's see.
Yeah.
Two after. Okay. What up, y'all? Name's Drew Kistler. Sit back and listen while I paint this picture. Been a few time boss, but always got fired. Guess people can't handle my gym carrying the load. Liar, liar. First time I got axed, I was working at a resto. Got caught in the freezer, giving it to the pesto. Yeah, that means I was fucking up the green. But on to what's next, I hit the movie scene. Slinging popcorn like T.O. in Dallas. But I guess I can't ask the customer if they into tossing salad. What Corp don't know is she was. So we went to the office and she got it done. I'd say it was worth it. So I went clowning and on to the circus. I set a rule, no sexing customers or food. But have you ever seen a llama in the nude? Listen, bro, they got a neck made for spitting. How was I supposed to know sex and animals was forbidden? Okay, that's it. Now you know you can't bang anything if you want to be a pro. So I said, fuck it, I'll be my own boss. Who gonna fire me if I get caught? Started on OnlyFans where I sit naked in cereal and milk in a child pool. Started my day when I what I want, which is afternoon. First telecast, I bought out my tiger and poured some frosted flakes. Milk on my titties was like hitting the sweepstakes. Who knew the state of Vermont would fuck with me heavily? Getting fired and started Drew Drinks His Milk cereal was my destiny. So for all the kids who don't think they could be the head honcho, know the subgenres of porn because people will watch, though. Anyway, this has been my TED Talk, Make Wins of Losses. Listen to the homies draft TV bosses.
Hell yes.
I did a whole Drew scheme.
He did?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember who the number one pick boss was?
Michael Scott?
Michael Scott?
Nope.
Hmm.
Nope. Michael Scott, truthfully, surprisingly.
Oh, I think because we were like, he actually wasn't that great of a boss.
He was picked like fifth in the.
Tony Soprano.
Picked in the last round. Tony Soprano was number two.
Mm.
Ron Swanson?
Ron fucking Swanson was the number one pick. Tony,
who had the first pick? Was
Drew picked Ron Swanson and Trevor picked Tony Soprano.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I had Ron Swanson third on my list, so. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Drew, you're back up.
Oh, shit.
That was a load. I did not realize I did a whole Drew scheme.
Yeah, and that was like a long-ass sweet rap.
Yeah, that was.
That's when you were breaking records. What number is this, James?
This is your sixth pick.
Okay. You know, I don't know. I think we got a clip out there, but I'm going to go with made-up weed strains.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
I just remember that one being a lot of fun. And anytime we get to do a creator one, like the one last week, it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely get wild on those creator drafts.
Yeah.
I always have fun with that shit. That's like my favorite ones to do. Let me see if I can find the list here.
Oh, yeah, we got a whole, like,
database. Thing.
Yeah. Database. That's the word I was asking for. Is database two words or is it one word?
I think it's just one word.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, can we call it, start calling it debasing? Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Because some people call it data, some people call it data. So if we just stick to debasing, we got both sides covered.
Isn't debase a word already? Not that
like
it matters.
Like take away the bass in a song?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
That'd be cool if that's how you're telling people to turn the treble up. Yo, hit me with that debase.
Debase it.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't write down. Maybe I didn't write down weed strains because after.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes you don't because it's like ridiculous.
It's too hard, maybe, to write it down. But I don't feel like that would have been too hard. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I had a couple. Rodweed Dangerfield. Yep.
Yeah.
The Olsen 20 Twins, that's a good one.
That is.
Yeah. Indoception. These are all mine, though. I don't have anybody else's.
Well, what do you got for a pick, Andy? It's your turn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one aged badly. Gagne Weedst.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I don't think I drafted that one, so we're cool.
Yeah.
All right, next one I'll go with is... Oh, this is weird. Like, I'm picking a couple of these, but going back to the TakeOver month, and I'm going to last year's TakeOver, and I'm going with non-universal monsters with Harmony Colangelo.
Oh, yeah. I have that written down too, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Harmony
that
fell.
One banged.
Yeah. Harmony was another one that, like, she just fell right in with us, and,
yeah,
you know, like, there was, I don't know, it was almost like we were all meant to be together at some point, you know?
Dude, I had never, maybe I had, but I feel like I had never heard about Shooting Ropes.
I know.
And that's what she dropped upon us, and I was like, that is genius.
Yeah, I have her.
You know?
I have her clip of it.
Yeah, it was an awesome episode.
You think the craziest thing, like, who was like, goat balls, I'm gonna eat these. You know what I'm saying?
Ultimately, you just had to, in times, frontier times or whatever, you had to eat every possible ounce of the animal, otherwise you're out of food, you know?
It's probably one of those things where it's like a delicacy and it'll make you more virile or something like that.
Mm. Exactly, yeah. You get, like, fucking beefy erections with that thing.
Yeah, you're gonna be shooting such wicked ropes.
It's gonna be like the trees in Evil Dead where it just...
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that one popped me. I still think about that.
Harmony was really cool. Really, really cool. Yeah. We need to get her back on, too. And
BJ. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
We went back-to-back, I think, with them, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
Fucking A.
Oh, I've picked three ladies.
Yeah, you have.
Look at that. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Ooh. We don't do just dudes over here. Come on.
You picked all three of the ladies that have been on.
When you say it like that.
All right. I don't have a clip for this one, but I just think this guy as well was... hell of a lot of fun to have on. Very knowledgeable. Probably one of our biggest experts, if you will, of all time on the show. Like, what Tim the Dairy Farmer brought to our Farm Animals episode, Joe Russo brought to our Freddy, Jason, and Michael Kills episode. You know what I mean?
Dude, I don't know how I missed that. I literally had that second in line.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow I was like, oh, we've already picked that.
Yeah, man, I'm surprised it fell this low, but
shouldn't be. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only is Joe a director and writer of movies himself, but has tons of knowledge as far as horror shit goes. And he does a podcast with what's his name?
A person.
Yeah. Horror movie icon.
Yeah. I'm blanking too, but.
But anyways, yeah. And I should know their podcast name, too. But you know what? You know what I was thinking, actually? And this is a good point to mention is I want to do, like, on Instagram or something, just, like, post a picture or some kind of shout-out to every guest that we've ever had on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, be like, go check them out here. Follow them here. This is the episode they were on. Check them out there. Whatever, and just kind of like give a little credit to some of these great guests that we've had. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mick Garris podcast is called Postmortem.
Thank you. Yes, Postmortem. Go check it out. Joe is a really cool guy, and not only is he a friend of this show, but also a friend of our friends at Nerdicide. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Joe was unbelievable just with his amount of knowledge.
Yeah.
That he had on this shit, just like stuff that you wouldn't see coming.
you know, some of the people that had, like, BC was that same way with some of the knowledge he had on black and white movies.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah. BC's very knowledgeable.
Jeff Klein with the drinks. Yeah, when mixed we did drinks the bartender episode. One. Yeah.
So, yeah. Hell yeah. And then finally, I'm going to go with an episode where Andy couldn't make it.
Oh, I had this down too, man.
Yeah. So Drew and I kind of, it was basically get to know Drew and James episode. We kind of just like asked each other questions and like, what would you do in this scenario and blah, blah, blah. One of the ones that I remember, it was episode 205, by the way.
Yeah.
But one of the ones I remember was, what movie would you live in or whatever? And, I think what I ended up saying, Back to the Future, but then I started asking, like, do I get to be Marty or am I just some fucking guy that lives in the neighborhood that has to sit there and watch like all this fun shit? And it's like the car leaves and instantly comes back and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, I was, in the Wild Wild West for the last 6 months. and that's my whole role now. I'm just a fucking resident of the town. But yeah, that shit was fun. We had a lot of fun with that. Goofing.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I should have mentioned this with my Raven. I did do my first episode of, my life story thing on my Instagram Wednesday. So, last Wednesday. Yeah. So check that out. Cause it's going to be up on there until January 1st and then I'm going to take it down. So, because you bitches are going to have to pay for it eventually.
Hell yeah.
Got to pay for them feet.
I like it.
Exactly.
So we kind of had a little, because we're going to do an episode, right? So we kind of had like a little pre-episode. You go check this out and get an idea what that's about.
Yeah, I've got James booked for episode 3 right now. So
Okay. Yeah. That was so fun for me too, because like, we don't have many episodes where we miss.
Yeah, I know.
So it was kind of fun to like sit and listen to it. Like, James, you've only missed one episode ever. I think I've missed two episodes, and Drew is maybe one or two as well. So it's always kind of like, oh man, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's always fun to just to be the guest, and you know, like there are times, just like when I walk away to go fucking do something or whatever, like I'll come, you know, I'll listen to it the next day or when I'm editing the video of like all the shit you guys are saying as I'm gone. Like it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's awesome. Hell yeah! All right, Andy.
Okay, man, this sucks. There's so many more. But I got to go with this one. This is, it's crazy. I'm going back to the horror month. But I have to get Mayonnaise Men with Cash Allen.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't have a video clip for that either.
Probably good. Yeah. Probably not a bad thing.
I think that was why.
Yeah, that's probably why. But yeah, it was a absolutely unfiltered, balls to the wall, chaotic episode.
It just proves that like we're just essentially 14-year-old boys.
Yeah.
15-year-old boys. Yeah.
Or it proves that you know we can relate to the next generation. You know.
Yep.
That's not a bad thing.
I think it's actually an awesome thing.
Yeah.
So, but it was so much fun because honestly, the first time he came on with us, he was like a way, you know, more nervous Cash with us.
Yeah.
And this time there was no nerves. Part of it was probably because
we all met.
Had a great time together in Chicago. So it was really fun to meet everybody, but like this was like we were in Chicago and it didn't stop. And it was just like, yeah, it was just a great time. It's a fun listen. If you want to be like, oh my God, they said that. That's the episode to check out.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Every single thing is, oh my God, they just said that from the moment the thing starts.
Yeah, you had no chance of reeling us in that episode because there was three of us just.
Oh my God. And also like watching clips for our show, like every clip is me trying to stop you guys from fucking going out of control. All right, Drew.
All right. Well, speaking of Chicago, I'm going to go with the MCU split cast we did with the Scrump. I thought that was a lot of fun. It was a cool idea. Like, I always like when we kind of think of something a little different to do. And the fact that, like, we did the first three rounds over there, I think it was, and then the rest of it on here. I don't know. It just made for good listening.
Hey, I agree. That was a ton of fun. Getting to kind of go on both feeds, stopping in the middle of the draft and then doing the rest of it, over on the PWT cast. And guess what? Like, who would have thunk it? But after that, all of a sudden Drew became, you know, one of the hosts of the PWT cast after we did the split cast. So, you know, it was like a precursor.
Yeah. A lot of things changed from that episode.
Dude, which is better, a precursor or a pre-recorder?
A cursor?
I guess precursor is the beginning of something, and a pre-recorder is, I don't know what that is.
Not existent?
It's the thing. No, it's the thing before the recorder. You know that instrument? Like, you know that instrument that you played back in the day?
Yeah.
You were like 6, 7.
So there's an instrument that you're supposed to play before you play that one?
Yeah, there's a recorder and then there's a pre-recorder.
What is that? The little thing that's just got the different colored blocks that you just ding, 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 ding?
Am I crazy? I don't think I'm crazy. I think this is a real thing.
I think you're crazy.
You think so?
I think you're absolutely fucking nuts.
Wait.
You're saying there's a recorder before the recorder?
Yeah.
What is it, shorter?
It's like a little attachment that goes on the recorder. It's a pre-recorder.
I don't know what makes it different, but I'm telling you it's a thing.
Did you just look up pre-recorder?
Like, I don't know, maybe Google's not working well right now. He keeps wanting to say pre-recorded music, and I'm like, no, pre-recorder the music instrument.
I just forced it to search instead for pre-recorder, and that's not a thing.
No, it's a thing.
That's totally not a thing.
I had a pre-recorder.
you had a recorder.
Why did someone tell me it was a pre-recorder?
I don't think somebody did.
Dude, it's a thing. I'm telling you. Hey, for all the people that played the pre-recorder.
There really is. There it is right here. I don't know if you can see it. But
see, where'd you find that?
God, why is it like,
dude, do they not have pre-recorder music instruments anymore? That's crazy.
I don't know. Can you guys see that at all?
But what's different between that and a recorder?
It says it's a pre-recorder. P-R-E-C-O-R-D-E-R.
See, I'm not stupid. You guys don't think I'm stupid. I put it in the chat so you can check it out. You can buy one for $16.99 on Amazon right now.
It's like a recorder before you graduate to the recorder. It's a pre-recorder recorder.
It's only one note, just to see.
It's like,
you know, maybe the finger holes are smaller because we're younger.
I cannot believe a pre-recorder is real. This is like, you know what this is? You know, a pre-recorder is a recorder, but it's like Andy had all these weird like games and shit. He had a pre-recorder, and we had recorders.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what this is. This is like a.
Is this like some of my games? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, this is like a generic like
careers.
Yeah. Yeah, the game
of
life.
You guys had Monopoly, I had careers. You guys had recorders, I had pre-recorder.
That's what it is, yeah. Because it's even made out of plastic. It's very cheap. It's not like, it's not as thick and beefy as a recorder is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's for my little hands. For your little hands. Yeah.
That's just funny. Oh,
man, I'm glad we figured it out.
I like it. It's a Suzuki musical instrument. The soprano pre-recorder.
Yeah, one-piece soprano pre-recorder.
I kind of want to buy one. $16.99.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I know. All right, dude. You're to your honorables.
The blue and pink ones don't look like musical instruments.
All right. Well, sometimes you have an episode that's just fun to do research. And that's kind of the reason I have this one. And it was Jake's first appearance, and that was Office Cold Opens.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Getting to watch all those again were just so great. And then, again, kind of a different idea, kind of a different spin on the draft. Andy, for his birthday last year, did A to Z TV movie or TV show characters.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry. And then, oh, you know what? Like, again, it's always just fun to be a fly on the wall. When you listen to the Locals After Hour people draft sandwiches, and that was a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Get to hear their little spin on our game. So,
yeah. That was a really fun thing that we did, swapping shows.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. All right, Andy.
Okay. Up first, I'm going to go, because you have to, if you have this dude available, you have to take it. And I know it was a banger of an episode because he doesn't put out bad ones. So I'm going comedy specials with Jeff Klein.
Hell yeah.
The next one I'll go with is Adult Swim shows with my homie Kevin Truex.
Oh yeah, that was a great episode too.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
I love that Kevin's cat was behind him just like cleaning itself the entire time. It probably the best like visual thing that we've had.
Yeah, and it was just so much fun to go back to all those shows from back in the day. So
yeah.
And then the last one I'll go with, oh man, there's so many good ones. I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to go with School Lunches.
Yeah.
School Lunches was so much fun to talk about, like just going back in the Wayback Machine and thinking about all those things that just got us going.
Oh, yeah. Know? Oh yeah, that was.
There's another one out there that kind of reminds me of that same feeling, and but it's too late for me now. Maybe James will get it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Over to me, and I'm gonna go with first off, I am going to go with Pink Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Pink Stuff draft was a lot of fun.
That was, I had my own fucking Kelly moment.
You did.
Power Ranger.
You did, yeah. And then next I'm going to go with our This Is 40 draft because I really enjoyed us going back and forth and predicting how we're going to act as 40-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, and it was fantastic because Kevin Aldridge, who's past 40, absolutely loved this episode.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then finally, I'm going to go with... there's two that I want to get, but that's okay. I'm going to go with... I love that we came up with this is what it's like when the world CUP, when the world CUP. So I'm going with the World Cup. I thought that was just a fun draft because it was so fucking stupid that instead of drafting something soccer, we drafted things to piss on throughout the world. Yeah. Based off of the teams that were in the World Cup.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude. So topical.
Argentina.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest World Cup, not even World Cup games, one of the greatest championship games of all time. Absolute banger of a match.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. Messi comes out on top, man, that solidifying himself as the greatest of all time, I guess.
Shit's rigged.
It's crazy. Messi came out clean.
Oh, yeah. He did a good job. Did a good job.
Yeah. But shout out to Dirty Mbappe.
The other one I wanted to The other one I wanted to say is Monster Squad Draft with Michael Verratti. Really enjoyed that as well. I thought Michael was a lot of fun. So.
Yep.
I wish I could have added him in, but I just totally just added him anyway.
Yeah. That's the same how I felt with Kevin's birthday draft with
Wes
and Kevin, because it was just the five of us hanging out.
Yeah.
That was
the one I was thinking too with Build a Mall, was where it was like very nostalgic.
Yeah.
It was all those old stores that aren't around anymore.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. We really did our thing, guys. 200 to 300.
Yeah, we've done a lot of fun stuff these 100 episodes.
Yeah.
You're ready to get weirder, guys.
Has to, because we do so much shit. You have to, like, think, you know, way outside of the box and do some shit that's different.
It's so amazing how many, 300 topics.
I know.
That's fucking crazy.
People would be like, wait, you don't just run out of stuff after, like, 20?
Yeah, I know.
Nope.
I know.
Nope.
Fucking A, man. Hey, I still have fun doing it, guys.
Same, man. No two drafts are the same. Yeah. Like, never know what's going to happen, and it's just a fun-ass time that people can follow along with. And the best fucking part, is that people can go back all the way to the beginnings of episodes, and it still holds up because... It's not all like our podcast isn't like completely topical or whatever.
Yeah. We talk about shit from the past.
Yeah. So like it's wide open. You can go back to episode one and you know, you can hear us get better, but
there's probably some picks that we would not make today, but
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, you know, from like season one to now we're in season like 3/4 away through season 11. So
exactly. We're about to hit season 12. So
yeah, we're about 12 episodes away from season.
That's
12.
That's crazy. So. We're 12 seasons of this.
No.
Yeah.
Let's do 100 episode seasons. So
no, I don't like that. That would only be 3 seasons. No. Let's at least do 52 instead of 26.
Why don't we? Because
52 is a full year.
All right, we'll say 5 seasons that we've done.
I think originally that's what we did, because we did like February 17th, whenever our first episode was. Like we said, like season 2 started the next year or whatever.
Yeah.
What if we changed our episode like naming system, where each episode was a season?
Yeah.
So like we've done 300 seasons.
Season 300.
So it's the same thing. It's just episodes.
Every episode is
the same. Seasons.
Yeah, how many seasons have you guys done? 300.
300. How many episodes are in a season? One.
I really like 26.
Yeah, 26 is
such a stupid number.
Well, shit, here we go. Does anybody want to add, drop, or trade, or do any other things?
Nope.
I don't think so.
All right, here we go.
We have one episode left.
One episode left to use it. So here we go. For James's team of best episodes, episodes 200 through 299 of the Draft Podcast. Number one, funniest movie scenes, episode 281 with Kelly Meyer. Number two, Star Wars characters, episode 279 with Jake Sterling. Number three, Elite Combinations, episode 283 with the Cheese. Number four, Jackass Stunts, number 254 with Ty Harris.
Wow, you went fucking Kingdom of Wrestling, three picks in a row.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Number five, Worst Draft Ideas, episode 245. Number six, Freddy Jason Michael Kills with Joe Russo, episode 201. And number seven, Get to Know James and Drew, episode 205. For Andy's teams, team number one, Black and White Movies, number episode 236 with BC Murphy. Number two, Horror Kills, episode 289 with Vinny Malave. Number three, The Newlywed Game, episode 276. Number four, Bro Shit with Alexis Kraft, episode 209. Number five, Yoga Posers, episode 223 with Ashley Allen. Number six, Non-Universal Horror Monsters with Harmony Colangelo, episode 238. And number seven, Mayonnaise Men, Horror Kids with Cash Allen, episode 291. And for Drew's team of best Draft Pod episodes, 200 through 299. Man, this is so much to fucking say. Number one, Could Have Been a Cage Movie, episode 278 with Daddy Disco. Number two, Stallone vs. Schwarzenegger, episode 268 with Andy Goshi. Number three, Mother's Day, episode 215, Dick-Shaped Things. Number four, Decades of Horror, episode 292 with the real Wes Allen.
With Wes Allen.
Number five, TV Bosses, episode 217 with Trevor Laika. Number six, like Made Up Weed Strains, episode 228. And number seven, don't know the episode, but it's the split show with the MCU with Scrump. God.
Woo.
That was too much.
Oh, I didn't give it. I'm not going to look it up now. But.
I hated that.
You said so many words.
I couldn't find the episode when you said it. I was looking.
Oh.
But I couldn't find it on the list.
That's all good.
But anyways. It's on there. You know what? Go through them all and you'll find it. How about that?
Exactly.
That's right.
259.
259.
Yep, 259A, because 259B is on PWTcast.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, no. Oh. 259B is on our...
Okay, 259A is on PWTcast. There we go.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, he said, nah, fuck this, I'm deleting.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck hey, yeah, dude.
300, man.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for continuing to do this with me.
Thanks for continuing to do this with me.
Yeah.
Thanks for continuing to do it with me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yo, threemies.
Threemies.
Yeah, shout out to little babies.
That's right. Stay cool, everybody.